This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. All right, folks, the thing to realize here in why the media has called the election for Joe Biden so quickly, even while there are so many states that are engaged in recounts or lawsuits, and remember that no state has certified its results yet, not one. But why did the media call this for Biden so quickly? The answer is simple. They are hoping to rush Trump into conceding in order to stop the Trump team's lawsuits that are going to uncover massive Democrat fraud. The fraud is so large that it's going to be the biggest bombshell election fraud story in the history of our country. And the reason the fraud had to be so large is because Trump won by so much. Trump won big in the swing states, in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, Georgia, and so on. He won big. And the original plan of vote theft that the Democrats were trying to pull off turned out to not be enough. They weren't getting to a victory, and that's why they had to shut down vote counting on that Tuesday night, November 3rd. And they told everybody, go home. And they said, we're not going to count any more votes until 9 o'clock in the morning. Everybody go home. And then in the middle of the night, what happened? Oh, magically 200,000 votes appeared for Biden in Wisconsin, or 138,000 votes appeared for Biden in Michigan. And all for Biden, 100% for Biden. And then the next day or two, in Pennsylvania, what was it? Oh, 700,000 ballots discovered, mostly in favor of Biden. So they sent everybody home, and then they just printed ballots, fake ballots, of course, and then, or in some cases, they may have just digitally altered the ballot count in the machines, just change the numbers, you know, edit the Excel spreadsheet, basically, and then put Biden on top. And that's why you get that vertical line where Biden's votes just suddenly skyrocket up over Trump's votes. And the result of that is, of course, Biden, quote, wins the state, but it's massive fraud. And the thing is, the fraud cannot withstand scrutiny. And so what's happening right now is that Trump's team members, including Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and many other attorneys, by the way, what they're doing is filing civil lawsuits on Monday, probably by the time you hear this. I'm recording this on Saturday the 7th. And on Monday, they're going to file civil lawsuits. Rudy Giuliani has over 50 firsthand witnesses who are going to be plaintiffs in this civil lawsuit, witnesses who saw what was happening firsthand, who were disallowed from being able to observe the counting of the votes in Philadelphia. And the counting of the votes was, of course, totally fraudulent. The Democrats ran it, and it was all rigged, and they had to do it in secret in order to not get caught. So even though the state Supreme Court ordered the Democrats to allow GOP observers to observe the vote counting, the Democrats moved the vote counting tables farther away from the observation areas so they could continue to commit vote fraud in secret. Well, this is all going to come out in court. And once this civil lawsuit is filed in Pennsylvania courts or federal courts, more likely, covering the Pennsylvania region, then Trump's team is going to get discovery. Discovery means they're going to be allowed to go in and manually look at all of the ballots. Once that happens, the fraud will be exposed. And the fraudulent votes will be thrown out. And the result of that is that Trump will win Pennsylvania. And the same thing is likely to happen in Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, perhaps in Arizona, perhaps in North Carolina. We'll see. The media knows. See, this is why the media is calling the election for Biden right now. They know that if Trump continues to grind through the court system, that the election fraud will be uncovered. And then not only will Biden lose, but a whole lot of Democrats will go to jail because they will be arrested and imprisoned for their election fraud, which is a felony crime. And there are thousands of Democrats who have committed this felony crime. They will face arrest and imprisonment and prosecution if Trump is able to pull this out. So recognize that all you're seeing right now from the media is an effort to rush this, to try to get Trump to say this is over, to concede in order to stop the court cases from happening, because the court cases will expose the fraud if they are allowed to continue. And by the way, don't forget that in 2000, when Al Gore was fighting George Bush over Florida, Al Gore fought that thing all the way to December 14th, I believe. And during that entire time, the media was cheering for Al Gore. Keep fighting, Al Gore. Our democracy depends on it. Keep fighting for the integrity of the election process, right? Now, that same media is telling Trump, stop fighting, give in, surrender. They don't care about the integrity of the election process. All they want to do is to be able to cheat and commit fraud and then to get away with it. They don't want to get caught, obviously. So they want Trump to concede. And that's why they called the election. Turns out the media has no legal standing whatsoever in calling any election. Just because the media says somebody won doesn't mean they won. As we well know, the media is just a bunch of fake news. They lie about everything. Of course, they're lying about this as well. The bottom line is, if Trump sticks to his guns on this, if Trump continues to fight this, Trump wins. The only way Trump loses is if he gives up. And I don't see that happening. I haven't heard any weakness from the Trump team on this. All I've heard is determination and courage and strength from everybody fighting for Trump, whether it's Steve Bannon or Rudy Giuliani or all the Trump attorneys that are out there fighting for this, and Tom Fitton and James O'Keefe at Project Veritas and others. And all the people that I'm seeing on Brighteon.social and all the InfoWars fans that are out there as well, I'm not hearing anybody say, oh, let's give up, let's surrender, you know, in the name of peace. Yeah, because it's not going to be peace, folks, because they're communists. The left, they're nothing but communists now, and they will come shoot you if they get enough power to do that. They will destroy you. They're not interested in peace. They're interested in domination. So you either fight now for this legal process, or you're going to end up fighting for your very life against a bunch of execution squads. And it's much better to fight in the courts than fight in the streets. So let's hope that the courts will abide by the rule of law here. And the Supreme Court, you know, thank God RBG passed away in time for Amy Coney Barrett to get on the court. Now we have a chance. We have a chance at the Supreme Court. And we'll take it. So stay tuned. There's a lot more to come, obviously. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com. And of course, follow my tweets at Brighteon.social. That's Brighteon.social. Just type it into your browser, just like that. Brighteon.social. Join up. It's free. You can join all of us. We've got now close to 20,000 people there who are participating in discussions and posting news tips all throughout the day and night. Actually, more at night, it seems. So check it out at Brighteon.social.